I woke to Silas moving beside me.
Sorry, he said. I wasn't trying to wake you. I just had to get up to brush my teeth and take a leak.
Classy, I said, rolling over onto my stomach in the bed and sliding up his body until my head was on his chest, my cheek pressed up against his warm skin. I didn't want to move from where I was laying. I wanted to stay like this for as long as I could. That fact was frightening. Staying here for a few days was one thing, but more than that, letting myself get used to this with Silas wasn't a good idea. And yet, it's the only thing I wanted to do. Silas ran his hand over my hair, the strands clinging to his hands momentarily, then falling back into place as he let them go.
How did you sleep?
Good, I said. The response automatic. The memory of last night was etched on my brain. Silas and I moving in sync, sweat glistening on our skin. I had fallen asleep in Silas's arms afterward, my need completely satiated. I hadn't slept that well in years. How did you sleep? He murmured, pulling me up to him close so that my breasts brushed against his chest. He kissed me lightly on the lips, but I pushed him away. I have morning breath, I said.
Obviously, he said. This is real life, not a romance novel.
I laughed. Well, let me brush my teeth then. Silas squeezed the flesh of my ass cheek and pressed me against him.
Oh, you don't want to get out of bed, do you? It's all nice and warm in here. It's cold and lonely out there.
I really have to pee, I said, pushing away from him. He groaned loudly.
Come on, Bright Eyes, he said. You know you want a piece of this.
I laughed as I walked into the bathroom and shut the door behind me. Being here with Silas in his place felt comfortable. It wasn't like the morning after that we'd had in Las Vegas, the one where I felt awkward and tentative. This felt like being someplace familiar. It felt like home.